Okay, let's start. My name is good afternoon. Thanks for coming. My name is Alessandro Cardoso. I'm a Dell technical consultant. I'm Microsoft MVP in virtual machine. So today we are going to talk about System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2012 and how System Center will connect and will integrate with storage and networking. More specifically, how can we manage load balance? So I hope you guys enjoy the session. Please fill the evaluation after. I really appreciate if you do this. As you can see by my name, most of the people you recognize, I'm from Brazil. I live in Australia for almost three and a half years already, in Sydney. So that's my Twitter, that's my blog. So feel free to connect, ask questions. So feel free to do. Okay, what is our objective today? So I'm going to explain about System Center will connect to the storage and network. There's a huge difference. I don't know if you guys went. Is anyone here already using System Center download and install the 2012 version? Someone is using the 2008 version? You are using the 2008. Okay. There is a huge difference between this 2008 version and the 2012 version. Just to quick and do what talk about what I talked yesterday, the 2008 version is about Virtual Machine Manager. The 2012 version is about not only managing virtual machine, but also deployment of physical Hyper-V. Sorry, guys, I'm really sorry. I forgot to turn it off. But okay. Not only about deploying virtual machines, but also about deploying physical Hyper-V servers. I can buy a physical machine without nothing, and just with some commands on System Center, this physical box will have Hyper-V installed and will also be part of my cluster without touching on that machine installing. I don't need to install the OS. I don't need to do anything. System Center will do everything for me. Plus, patching. The new System Center will patch all VMs and all hosts because now the System Center 2012 is connected to WSAS. So it's using WSAS to patch and to update all hosts and VMs. So it's really cool. There is another pretty amazing feature, and I read this is, for me, it's one of the things that I was expecting is that the services, the VMM service, is actually now high availability. Is it possible to install VMM service on a cluster? I talked already about this yesterday. If you missed the session was recorded, so I please have a look. It's SEC 312. It's one number. This is 311, was 312. So have a look on that session. It's really good. So these are the components of or what System Center 2012 is about. So this is what we have now. So we have high availability for the VMM server, upgrade, how can we are going to upgrade, custom properties, PowerShell, and we are going to talk about today network management and storage management. If you see here, there is a lot to talk about. Guys, I know everyone is on the other side. It'll be crazy going from one side to another. So there is a lot of things to talk about, like bare metal deployment, WDS, monitoring. Just a quick talk about monitoring. I talked about yesterday, but I want to rephrase this. On the 2008 version, we need SCOM to do what? Someone here knows? Exactly. Without SCOM, no GRS on the 2008 version. On the 2012, Microsoft changed. So you don't need SCOM for GRS anymore. You still need SCOM for monitoring, reports, and things like this, but we don't need SCOM for GRS anymore, which is pretty good. Also, I talked about yesterday the SMIS. It's a new standard. So Microsoft is now, every time Microsoft changed the product, she now is going to the standards. So now Microsoft is approaching a new standard called SMIS, which means now every time, or if you are going to buy a storage, or if you already just bought a storage, contact your vendor, see if they support this SMIS for storage. What's SMIS? What this means? Okay. One of the good things about the System Center 2012 is the possibility to, example, I create a machine and I need a LAN on my storage. What I do today? I need to go to the storage guy, ask him to create the storage, the space for me on the storage, and also to create the LAN. Right? He will give me just the path for the connection. Or if I am also, I go to the storage interface and I do this. With the System Center 2012, I actually don't need to do this anymore. I just go, and I'm going to show you guys how to do this. I just go to the System Center and I ask, okay, I need this my virtual machine and I need a LAN. So System Center will talk with the storage and will create the LAN for me. I don't know nothing about storage. I don't care. So this will be your position. You don't need to know about storage. You just have it installed and you do this. Of course, you need SMIS provider. Without this, no, it's not possible. Okay? Microsoft is still supporting the VGS, which is just for back art compatibility with the 2008 and others storage. But if your storage doesn't support SMIS, there is no way for you to create LANs or anything. Also, deep integration with load balance. I will have a demo here. How I'm going to integrate, example, Citrix NetScaler or F5 to System Center. Again, let's assume I don't know anything about load balance, but I have a web server, and I need this web server to be connected to a load balance, because if one web server dies, I need the other one to still receiving someone to access my web page. I need my web page to be online 100%, 99% of the time. So I need this, a load balance. So, but I don't understand nothing about load balance, so I'm going to do this again. You go to System Center Storage, System Center VMM. You just ask the System Center to create that port for you and to automatically put the web server connected to the load balance. You are going to specify the IP, DNS, WINS, gateway, you can do anything. Or I don't want to have this. I want to get from a JCP. Fine, you can tell to SCVM, please get the information from my JCP. It sounds crazy, it sounds a lot of information, but it's a huge new product. I would say that, and I keep telling this, the System Center 2008 version, it's about 30% of this new product. This new product should be renamed, like, instead of VMM, like data center management, because it just manages everything now. So we have now some roles different from the 2008. So I have now the VMM admin that have access to everything. I have the delegated admin, which I don't have on the 2008 version. And this was a thing that everyone was looking for. And I'll explain why. If I'm a hosting company, or I have companies that manage lot of clients. So I don't want that client to actually see the other environment and things like this. You can create this. You can create an environment for one. You can create an environment for the other. And you can give, oh, you are my administrator for these machines. You are my administrator for that machines. You can do this. It's really cool. Then we have the application owner. As I said, the new VMM is not only about virtual machine, it's also about services deployment, which means the developer will create a web service, will ask the VMM administrator to give him permissions, so he will be able to, I need a web server, then I need an app server, and I need a SQL server. I need the web server to be connected to the network, and but be connected to the public network. And I need the app server to connect to the web server, and I also need the app server to connect to the SQL. So it will be SQL, app, web, internet. So he can see the diagram, but he doesn't understand anything about network, and he doesn't need. He don't need to know IP 200 something, 192, 168, 172, 10 something. He doesn't know what is this on. He doesn't know that the SQL will be, example, on the DMZ, or the app will be on the DMZ, and the web server will be connected to the load balance. He doesn't know anything about this. He don't need. He just need to create this. He will have the, he'll be the application guy. He'll be the guy that will create this, and will deploy. Every time I need a that service, let's say webpage x.com.au, I'm the owner. I need this to be published for a test to show someone, to show the boss. Okay, then I need to call the VM. Oh, I need three machines on SQL. Can you deploy SQL for me on this machine? Then you need to connect to the app server, install IIS. Please have another web server, install IIS, and then connect to the load balance, blah, blah, blah. So it will take 2 weeks for the VMM admin come to you. Okay, with this new one, no, he just pressed on, but I need this service. VMM will know, because he already created a template before, that needs to deploy a SQL server, needs to install SQL server, needs to deploy a web server, needs to install the IIS, needs to deploy an app server, needs to install IIS, and needs to connect the web server to the load balance, needs to connect the web server to the app, and needs to connect the app to the SQL. So it's changing everything. So this is the fabric management. So we have network. It's possible to define network using logical networks. And here is where the application will, and the, let's say the developer will understand how it works. He's not going to see 192, 172, or 200. He's going to see internet, front end, back end, or the name you create. So it just depends on you. So you are going to create the names for the developer to understand. So please be creative, but think on the other side. Don't think it as you as IT, think on the developer or the application owner. He needs to understand. Don't put something like a DMZ connected to the backbone, something whatever the name you think. No, you need to, on this logical networks, it's a name that the end user needs to understand to create the machine. Today, when I go to the self-service portal, can I choose the network? Can I choose something when someone here has already connected or asked self-service portal to create a VM? So can you choose something? So someone create the template for you, the machine template for you, with everything already set up, right?
No, I set it up.
No. You are the end user. Are you allowed to change the network?
No.
So with 2012, I am the end user. I want to choose which I want to connect. I'm going to use the logical network. So you need to first give them permission to choose, of course. Ah, he can't choose them. No. And then you need to create names that he will understand. Okay? Physical server. I can now manage multiple hypervisors. This is another good thing. 2008 version, I can manage Hyper-V servers. And ESX. But to manage ESX, remember, we need vCenter. Okay, 2012, Hyper-V server, ESX with vCenter, and Xen. I can manage now Citrix without installing anything. I don't need Citrix management. I just need SCVMM. There is one thing that changed on this version. There is another hypervisor, but there was another one that was we were able to manage on the 2008 version. Someone here remember? Virtual server. You're good. So it's not possible to manage Virtual Server 2005 anymore with SCVMM 2012. So if you upgrade, you're just going to see that it's not going to show anymore on the SCVM 2012. So it's not possible to manage. You need to migrate your machines that is running on the virtual server to the Hyper-V. Storage, we can discover storage. Just everything I put here, you can classify, you can assign new storage, you can provision. Everything is only if you have the SMIS provider installed. You need this, you need to contact your vendor, you need to ask them for the SMIS provider. Then you need to install this one in each of the SCVMM box servers. You need to install this. So again, network overview, we can create logical names. Please be aware that logical names is for the end user, it's not for you. Address management, now I can assign static IPs, load balancing, that now we call VIPs. MAC address, we can assign IP, DNS, gateway, wings. So this is how I'm going to explain how I'm going to create. So this is my logical network. I call it front end. Could be internet, could be back end. So it's you are going to create this name. Then we have a host group, let's say, in Sydney. I have my servers in Sydney, and I have my servers in Melbourne. Can you see that the end user will only see front end? The end user, he don't need to know if he's Sydney or Melbourne, or if the machine will get IP from the GACP, from the VLAN 7, or if the machine will get range from the 10.1.1.0, or if he's in Melbourne, if the machine will get a GACP from the VLAN 12 or IP from that range. He doesn't need to know this. He just need, when he creates the machine, he just needs to select front end. From that one, if he's a web server example, in front end means internet, it means the machine will be connected to the internet. So, but how I'm going to tell them that Sydney? Okay, so on your side, as VMM administrator, then you're going to, okay, is a front end. This IP range is from Sydney, then I'm going to connect to this one here. So you're going to create this. But he don't need to know this. IP address pool management. So I can now have static IPs, reserved IPs, and VIPs, which is virtual IPs from the network load balance. So I can define the pool, set the IP range, static, reserve. I can do IP checkout when I do the VM creation. And IP checking when I do the VM deletion. I have the two ways to give IP for a machine. System Center now can work as a DHCP server, so I will define a range. Every time I create a machine, and I define that this machine will get IP from this range, so it will act as a DHCP, so it will get IP from here, with everything I put, DNS, gateway, WINS, whatever, and will give to the machine. If the machine, if I decommit the machine and delete, that IP is going back to the pool. It is one option. Second option, DHCP. I don't want, I have a network guy that, or a policy of the company that every IP that goes to the machines should be by using JCP. Fine, that's okay, don't need to use that one. Just use the old JCP server. Before going further, let me show you. Okay, this is my SCVMM. Oh. This is the System Center Virtual Machine Manager. I'm just going to start it. So this is a fresh install, nothing configured, nothing installed. I'm going to first thing we are going to do this, and before I continue to the slides, I'm going to ask this System Center to actually manage the Hyper-V host that this one is installed as a VM, okay? So I'm going to ask this server, this System Center to manage my physical host. So how I'm going to do this? Can you see the interface is slightly different? So this one is showing that I have my machine. This is a virtual machine. Can you see that it's saying library VMM server? This is the only thing I have. I have here all hosts. See? Nothing here. Now I want to manage something. Okay? Let's add resources. And what I want to do? Okay, I have the possibility to manage Hyper-V hosts and clusters, Citrix, VMware, library server, PXE, Windows Server Update, VMware vCenter, load balance, or storage device. I'm going to add Hyper-V host. He's asking me, what's the option? You have the option to have the physical host on a, as part of the domain, as part of a trusted domain, or it's just part of the work group, not being part of the domain. The difference between the first one and the third one is, the first one is pretty much straightforward, next, next, finish. System Center will do everything for you. Third option, you need to go to the physical machine and you need to install the agent. You need to go to that machine, manually install the agent, the System Center Virtual Machine agent you need to install. And when you start the agent, they ask you, this is a perimeter network or this is a domain? And you're going to say, this is a machine that's on a work group, so it's a perimeter. And this will create, same as 2008, will create a security file. Then you get this security file and you update this security file to the VMM server. I'm going to show here. Let's assume this machine was on a perimeter network. If I select this option, then I need to inform the computer name, the encryption key, and the security. Those two options is when you install the agent on a machine that is not on the domain. So it's up to you. If you have machine, example, on a GMZ that is not on the domain and you want to manage, you can do this. So my machine is on the domain. He's asking me for the run as account. What is run as account? Okay. I am the System Center Administrator. Doesn't mean that I am the domain admin, right? So you need the account that has permission to log on to the other machine and add that machine to the System Center. So you need to ask your domain admin to create that account for you. So I'm going to choose here my account, administrator. Please remember, this is a demo. I do not recommend you to choose domain admin, domain administrator account to do this. Okay, obvious security reasons. Let me remember the password. Yesterday during my demo, I forgot the password. That's crazy. Okay, I can specify the name. I know the name of the machine. E4, B3. If not, you can ask System Center to look at the Active Directory. Okay? He just found. See, it's a hypervisor. Please install. He's asking me where we want to put this. Okay? I'm saying, okay, put this on lab and reassociate all the hosts to this VM. Okay? Let's see. Just one more comment. When you see the some people do confusion when they see this run as account. That account is not the SCVMM service account. Okay? We have two accounts when we're going to install System Center. And I told this yesterday, more important than actually doing the next finish, that is install VMM server and installing the box, the adding hosts, which is pretty much easy. You saw here, it's so easy. It's actually sitting down and design the solution. This is more important than actually performing the implementation. It's more important design. So when you do this, please, one account for the service, one account for the person or the administrator of the SCVMM, which is nothing to do with the other one. I type the domain administrator. Instead, if I type the service account, I will get a message. You cannot use the service account to attach physical hosts. Okay? Please, leaving, please fill the evaluation. Thank you. Have a good day. You can close see Ed already. As you can see here, I have a machine with host status okay, 52, oh my God, so good, 52 giga memory free, and CPU average 16%, so amazing. So let's see what I have here. Come on. As I just installed, so I just add the host, of course, there is no information. Okay, I just add the host. So there is no way for System Center to just starting, okay, CPU performance and things like that. But there is no SCOM here, but I have this basic information like daily host performance, monthly host performance, memory, so which is it's real cool. Fabric resources. Let's see if I have something. I have nothing, only the host. So I need now to connect my network. I need to create my network. I need to connect my storage. I need to connect my load balance if I have. Again, remember, SMIS provider for storage and a custom provider for the load balance. There is one feature that is really cool. I asked this feature when I back to Redmond last February. They told, now we are going to think about one of the, when I want to connect, when I have System Center and 2008 doesn't have this, when I actually need to connect to a VM, one of the things that I missed is the only way that System Center or the Hyper-V manager allow you to connect to the VM is by using right-click connect. But it's not RGP, right? It's just a connection. It's another type of connection. It's not RGP. this one here, this version, it allows you to actually right click. See, I can now RGB to the machine. It's possible to do this. Connect using RGB. They put this, it's so good. I don't need now to close the CVM and then open remote desktop and then type the machine, the IP of the machine or the name. From here, I can connect or using the console or using RGB. It's so good. So what I have here, I have a domain controller. I have another machine that I used yesterday, which is called Base. I installed SCVMM during my demo yesterday. I have actually the System Center, this machine that is running this SCVM 2012. I have a SQL Server. If someone here know the SQL requirements for 2012? No, you doesn't count. This is Leandro, he's also MVP in virtual machine. So anyone here knows the SQL requirements for 2012? Version, do you know the version? Someone know the version? 2008, but which version? Standard or enterprise. It's not possible to have SQL Express anymore. No SQL Express anymore is allowed on 2012 version. So if you have SQL Express on 2008, so you need to think that now you need the full version of SQL or standard or enterprise for the 2012 version. So I have also here, can you see NSVPX Hyper-V 9 something? This is actually FreeBSD. It's a Linux machine. And I'm going to show you, this is really interesting. This is actually Citrix NetScaler. This is my load balance. At the end of this presentation, I put the link for this one. You can use the Citrix NetScaler load balance. This is a virtual load balance for your test and for you to understand how load balance work. It's really cool. F5 have the same. I think I put the both information. If I did it on my blog, if want guys, I can back later the address of my blog. I put the information about how can you get the F5 and Citrix load balance, virtual load balance, which is software. You can create a virtual machine. You can simulate a load balance. It's very good. I'm going to show this. So let's just go back here for my presentation, and I'm going to continue with this demo later. They told me that 3 p.m. they are going to shut down everything, so sorry. So then I have MAC address pool. Someone here experimented in some way some issues with MAC address, or someone understand the problem or have MAC address or had some issues with MAC address in a virtual environment? Yeah, exactly. So we need to be very careful with MAC address in a virtual environment, because I have a Hyper-V server or whatever the hypervisor you have. It can duplicate the MAC address. It means your network will not understand, oops, which one is the right one for me to send the packet. So you need to be very careful. If you have two MAC addresses, your switch just go crazy. You can shut down everything. As soon as you back everything again, your switch go crazy again because the MAC addresses are the same for two virtual machines. So Microsoft addressed this on the 2012 version better than on 2008. So now we have a pool. System Center will manage the pool for the entire host. Doesn't need to rely anymore on the Hyper-V server. So we can define the pool. We allocate the pool to a host group. And then when I create a new VM, it gets the pool, the MAC address assigned to that machine, and then it's only for that machine. I did a demo already. VIP. Before this, let me install the NetScaler just to get ahead of this. Okay. I'm going to show you. This is my load balance. This is what you get when you install that VM. It's pretty much next finish to install. It's a, when you download both F5 and Citrix NextColor, it's a VHD, so it's already a virtual machine. The only big issue for me was I had everything on my notebook, not these demos, but I'm working with my notebook, and this machine actually asks for 2 processors and 4 gig of RAM. So if you have a notebook with 4 gig of RAM, so there is no space for System Center, SQL, or anything else. So you need a powerful machine. So this is my load balance. I don't need to understand anything. I just installed, okay? So here are the metrics. You can set up how many NICs you have available for you to work, everything, blah, blah, blah. But let's assume I don't know anything. Let's back to System Center. Oops, I got twice. I create a folder here, and on this folder, can you see that I have Citrix NextColor? This is actually the SMIS provider. Okay. Not in my case, I download 2 things from Citrix. I download the virtual load balance, okay, which is the VPX, and I also have to download the SMIS provider. You're good. Without this, no way. So I need now to install the SMIS provider. I already installed. It's just next finish. I'm going to remove. I need to remove. I need to finish this one here. No, I don't want to go to this. So I just installed before this to test. So if I go here to load balance, there is no load balance. I only install the software. This SMIS provider is only software developed by Citrix F5, whatever. Okay, sorry. SMIS is for storage. This is a custom provider. So every provider, every vendor should have their own provider. Microsoft says that now it's not possible to have on a beta version to have a software load balance, like in Microsoft and LB is not supported. But for RTM, Microsoft will support the Microsoft and LB. Okay? Now it's only physical or virtual one like VPX, NetScaler, or F5. I forgot the name of the F5, but it's all virtual, yeah. So what I'm going to do here, I need to add a load balance. Again, run as account. What is the run as account? Remember, now I'm connecting to another physical device, or in my case, virtual, but it's another, it's by anyone else. I need to provide here nothing to do with System Center. It's now everything to do with the load balance. I need to provide here the account of the load balance. If you, in my case, I create already this one here. I'm going to show you how to create. It's just here. You type the name as you want, and this is the account that you actually log on the Citrix NextColor. In the VPX is NES root, NES root. You can change if you want. I'm going to cancel because I already created, so I'm going to use this one here. Where are you going to install this? I want to install this for everyone. Who is this? If I do this here, it's only showing Citrix because it's the only custom provider that I installed. And I try to figure out the other one, like Brocade, that is showing also that it's going to support SCCVMM, but I couldn't find. So I'll be posting my blog all the custom provided, also the SMIS provided links to download. So if you keep having a look, I'll be posting those links. So I select here, model, CitrixNet Scholar. Here, I'm going to specify the IP address of the load balance. Remember, in my case, is 172.16.17.16.2. Port number. What's the port number? Who told it? Do you know why 8? Anyone here know why 8? Yeah, just open the browser. And you see, this is something that makes me crazy. I know it seems like, I'm not going to document this. Everyone knows it's 8. When you go to the documentation to the actually NetScaler Citrix site to actually see how I'm going to install, how I'm going to integrate that with SCCVM. They don't tell the account. They don't tell the port. They assume that you know already. So how I'm going to understand? First time I see port number, account. The first thing I said, maybe the SCCVM same that I type to attach the host or something like this. Nothing to do, okay? So here is exactly 18. Again, I need to select the provider. And now I'm going to validate. Let's see if it works. I hope so. I tried this 5 times. So now what's going to happen is my system center is going to the load balance and is going to check, okay, can I integrate with you and what are the capabilities that you offer? Can you see that passed some of them and some not? I'm using the, remember, virtual and the, what they call VPX Express version, which means, let's back here. Configuration, app client. You don't need to go to this interface. I'm just going here to show you, okay? It only needs System Center. This one here, you show me that, unfortunately, on the Express version, you don't have all the features that you would like to have, okay? So on the Express version, I don't have all the features. But I have the basic one like HTTP that I can create a load balance for my web server, HTTPS. But I don't, unfortunately, it's not all features. I think I need to open this as a compatible mode. There is one thing interesting about this. I was talking with my friend here about that, about the next, this version. Someone here knows which Linux version is supported under Microsoft? CentOS? Red Hat? SUSE. Did I mention FreeBSD? When I started, this one is running? FreeBSD. Let me show you something interesting here. Can you see here? Someone understand what this means? Exactly. And when I install this VM, I just need next finish. After installing this one, I did not went there and install the. What I need to install when I install Linux VM? The integration tools, I did not. I didn't have to do anything. Exactly. It's really amazing. And someone said, Microsoft doesn't support. Yeah, Microsoft doesn't support, but doesn't mean that you cannot have. FreeBSD is running with a synthetic here, and this is FreeBSD. If you ask Microsoft, Microsoft say, no, I'm not support. Doesn't say it will not work. This is a FreeBSD. I didn't install anything. Next finish. Let's see if I have here. On the opposite, I hope there is no one here from F5. I think I deleted the F5 one. Sorry. I need to mention this. I have here, I think, on my notebook. Let's see. I have the F5 here. It's not connected to the... Leandro, can you help me here? Until I spoke with the guys, that is my external hard drive is dead. Just connect, try to find it. I'm going back to the... Until we find, I'm going to show this. The F5 is running CentOS. Is CentOS supported on the Hyper-V for Microsoft? Yes. CentOS installation is pretty much the same as VPX. Next finish. But it's running legacy. And it's running CentOS. See, it just depends on the vendor and how it actually works with this. It's not like, I do not support that. No, it just depends on the implementation. F5 just decide to work with the legacy, and Citrix did a better job. I didn't say that. Sorry? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I need to do a refresh here. Thanks. Okay, let's just go. Oh, 2:30 already. Okay, this is actually how the load balancer will work with System Center. The user choose VIP for the servicing. Again, we are not talking about a VM here. Now we are talking about a service, okay? I am a developer. I ask for a service. I'm going to design my application. My application needs a web server, just to simplify, a web server and SQL database. I'm a developer. I don't know nothing about this. I just need this machine to have a load balance, the web server to have a load balance. So please, come sit. You are welcome. So the user will choose the VIP template. VIP, every time you see this name, VIP, it's not because it's someone important or something like this. It's a virtual, it means it's a load balance IP. So VMM is going to use Citrix, Netscaler, or F5 Big IP, or in the RTM version, Microsoft Load Balance, or Brocade, or any other that create the custom provider for SCVMM. Oh. Then what's going to happen? The provider, which is this one here, will connect to the Citrix Netscaler. Sorry, I'm going this side house. Difficult, guys, to go from one side to another. See, this is how we work. So I'm going to create the pool based on this one here. So you don't need to know about the connection. and how the provider will talk and how the provider will connect or will create the IP for me on the load balancer. You don't need to know about this. So, standard interface for all load balances. Right? I'm on the system center. I just installed. I just installed, finish load balancing, done. Now I go here, VIP templates, VIP templates, create VIP templates, template name, demo. Let's say I'm going to create this for my web server and is SSL. What's the part? 443. Good. You pay attention. Generic HTTPS. Pass through. You can create, you can tell, whatever. I'm going here to the load balance. This interface is exactly the same. The sessions are exactly the same if you have F5 broadcast Citrix. The difference is Microsoft is saying that she will create, or Microsoft will create a different template for the Microsoft load balance because it's software. I can say, oh, but you are running VirtualOne that is software. It's a bit different because Microsoft is actually part of the OS. The NLB, Microsoft NLB is part of the OS. That one is a virtual machine and the SCVM doesn't know exactly, doesn't know that it's a virtual machine, okay? So they say that they are going to create a separate profile if you choose to have, choose Microsoft Load Balance, which personally, it's Alessandro talking here, I do not recommend you choose software load balance for production environment. If you play with these demos, your home, fine. If you're going to play this in a production environment, don't play with software in LB. My experience with this, not good. Sorry?
We have it running in our environment.
Without issues?
No issues, and we've had it doing load balancing across terminal services.
It's not really good to know.
4,500 sessions regularly running on HTTP at the moment. And we have no hassle with it. Just sits there and works. Don't touch it.
Good to know. No, it's...
We have it on...
As I said, it's was my experience. It's Alessandro speaking. Okay. But it's good to know. Thanks for sharing.
I've actually used it in other previous jobs as well. Had it in production with different other organizations without any real issues.
I found some bad issues.
I don't know how to set it up correctly. Yeah. Once it's set up correctly, it just sits there and works.
Good. Good. Thanks for sharing. I had some really issues with that, and I say, okay.
Network affinity and things like that, of course, really major ones. You don't know how to set it up.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. So here you can enable or not persistence. Please fill the evaluation. Thanks for coming. And you can select the load balance method. Everything here without going to the load balance. So it means I don't need now to know how the F5 works, how to set up F5, how to set up a Citrix. I just need to work here. And it's done. Let me back here. So as I said, Microsoft is going to support software. And of course, Microsoft is saying to the market, I can support everyone. You just need to create the provider, the custom provider to integrate with me. Now about storage, unfortunately I cannot do a demo of the storage because they didn't allow me to connect with the storage to play with, but I put some screenshots here, and I hope you guys. So, same thing I did with the load balancing. So the same interpretation of not knowing about F5 or Citrix or Brocade or any other provider, load balance provider, the same experience I have on the storage side. So I can now create my groups, create my LAN. I can do this. I can go to the point where I can create a VM, and I said that VM is LAN capable. When I do this, every time I need a VM, a template, I can create that template. Every time I need a VM, and I said, this VM is going to use that template, System Center, without asking me anything, is going to the storage, create the LAN, associate that LAN to the VM, and it's going to give to me. Of course, the size of the LAN will be exactly the same. Okay? You create the template with that size, the LAN size will be the same. It's not possible to change this. Here are the, this is the most updated. I just got this yesterday. This is the source. You can take note of this. This is really important. So before you guys going to buy any storage, or if you already have storage, talk with your vendor if you want to manage the storage with the System Center 2012. These are the vendors that today, they passed the test, the compliance test, and they have the SMSI provider for System Center. System Center, I put 1.4 here because this is the version that Microsoft is using for the System Center. So if your vendor, if you have another storage that's not here, and they say, we are compliance with SMIS, which version? 1.3, sorry. They need to comply with version 1.4. This is a standard. This is not Microsoft, okay? Microsoft don't say, I'm going to do this. No. This is a standard. They came with this, and Microsoft adopted. Microsoft say, okay, we have a standard for storage communication, storage measurement. Okay, I'm going to use that. So this is the latest version, 1.4. This is what Microsoft is supporting, 1.4. So talk with your vendor. They need to support this. So we have here Dell, EMC, HP, Hitachi, Symantec, IBM. So the principal, the biggest one we have. So if you have another one, talk with them. I know there are more than this, but this one are the actual one that is 1.4. If you browse this site, you see more, and you're going to see archive. And if you browse archive, you see 1.0, 1.2, 1.3. You need to look for the version 1.4. So this is how we install. We actually go to Fabric. We select Fabric. Can you see that everything now is like Office 2010? It's a ribbon. Everything now is like this. All Microsoft products is going to be like this one here already. I blog around already about this. The Windows 8, the Windows 8 Explorer, it's coming with the same ribbon. Then you're going to type the IP or FKDN of the storage. Remember, you need to install the SMIS provider before. If the connection succeeds, then you're going to show there is a small screen with the certificate. Then you just need to import. Run as account. Again, nothing to do with System Center. Run as account is the storage account. Click next. You're going to select the disk group. And you're going to assign the classification. What classification means, someone here knows? Storage classification. No one? Okay. I have a storage, two storage in my company. One is Fibre Channel. The other one is SATA. Then I have to deploy something that needs SQL. I was going to say Exchange. Exchange. I'm going to deploy Exchange, and I'm going to deploy a virtual machine or a SQL. Then I need to choose in which one I'm going to deploy. The end user needs to know about Fiber, or needs to know about SATA, or the developer needs to know about this? No, he don't need to know about this. Normally what we put is, let's say, silver, gold, platinum, names that will say, okay, if you need storage with high performance or something like this, you can put like or high performance or gold or platinum, a name like this. So he will understand that he needs to deploy, say, a Hyper-V. Okay, let's select the fiber. If I need to do a file server, well, I can put on SATA. If I need to deploy Exchange, can I put on SATA? Yes, you can. 100% sure. If you deploy Exchange 2010, 100% sure. Exchange 2010 doesn't rely on storage or disk anymore. It relies on memory. It's the opposite of 2003. Don't try to put 2003 on SATA. You'll be in big trouble. 2010 doesn't rely on disk anymore. It's memory. All about memory. It works really cool in SATA. I think Microsoft, on the Microsoft TechNet site, it's also recommending you can, if you go there, requirements, SATA. There is no fiber anymore. Yeah. So after you add that, so then you can, as I said, classification and pools. So you can have like bronze, gold, silver, and you have the disks, as I put here. I just put this one here. Now it's the boring slides. I need to show this. Today, if I need to talk with the storage on the 2008 version, what Microsoft is using on the 2008 version? VGS. This is how we talk with the storage. In the 2012 version, which is the vNext version, I need the SMIS provider, which is the storage service. This is, when I install this SMIS provider, this is the guy that is going to talk with the storage. VMM talk with this guy talk with the storage. This is the way that it works. So this is why the SMIS provider needs to be developed by the vendor, not by Microsoft. So they need to give Microsoft something, say, Microsoft, if you want to talk with me, this is the interface. And the interface is the SMIS provider. So as soon as I have that connection, I can discover, I can create LANs, I can mask and unmask, I can clone LANs. Always talking with the storage service. VGS is here, still on the 2012 version, just for backward compatibility. Okay? It's going to be removed on the next versions. So if you have old storage, it's going to be a problem. If you want to manage, remember, this is only and only if you want to manage the storage by using SCVMM. This is not a requirement. If you have, and your company is huge, and you have the storage guys, and they don't want you to touch on the storage, they will never give you the SMIS provider. Never. Or even if they download that from the vendor, they will never give you the account, the RunS account. So it's not like, so this cannot be a requirement. So it depends on each case. So if you are allowed to manage the storage, and if you have this possibility, install, it's really better than, you know, I have in my company, let's say, Hitachi, Dell, HP, IBM, NetApp. Oops. So then I need to have skills on both. Now I need to have skills on System Center. System Center will manage all. Sorry? Actually, thanks for reminding me this. NetApp is not on that list. I don't know why it's not on that list, but NetApp is supported. Thanks for reminding me. I'm going. Yeah, thanks. This is something I really forgot to add this. Thanks. NetApp is supported by this. They publish this. And actually, it's easy to find the SMIS provider for NetApp. It's so easy. If you Bing that, it's easy. You find the download so easy. So this is how the storage automation will work. I already talked about that. So it's going to, VMM server is going to talk with the provider. The provider will talk with the SMIS using XML. So everything is about XML. And then I'm going to talk with the storage. Again, this is the way it will work. So I have here my VMM server that's talking with the provider. I connect to the array connects to the pool connects to the unallocated or allocated, and I have my LAN. So I go up to the LAN. I can create LANs. I can ask the storage to move this LAN here to this one here just by using System Center. I just don't need to go to the... I can do a syncopy. How cool is that? I have two storage. I want to copy a LAN from this one storage to this one here, just using System Center.
So all the machines online? Online or offline?
Online. It's a sun. It's not System Center that is doing this, right? System Center is just asking the storage to do that. No, it doesn't go to the hypervisor. Let me back here. Can you see that this white one here? This is actually the VMM server, right? So it's just asking, it's just passing an XML file to the provider, to the storage provider. It's up to the storage provider to do everything. It's just a layer. I'm not, nothing's going to the hypervisor or to the SCVMM. No, no, it's just asking. So we have two ways to discover. One is using the VMM. The other one is using the host, which we have today. Which is going to the VMM agent, then machine resource, then FC, iSCSI, or disk manager. I put this on here just for you guys to understand. This is could sound complicated, but it's not. It's just for you to understand what this, how far can I go with the System Center. Let's assume today I have a pro. Thank you. 5 minutes. Let's say I have a problem with my storage or my network. It's difficult to find today what the problem is. Then I'm going to call the vendor, say, oh, you have a problem. There is a performance issue or something like this. You don't know where the problem is. Today you need to contact the vendor of the storage vendor, the switch vendor, the server vendor, whatever. So load balance vendor. With this now, I have the possibility to service instance. I can go So this is just for troubleshooting, okay? The reason I'm showing this is only for troubleshooting. You can go to my service, you can go to the virtual layer, then you can go to the disk. Also, when you connect to the disk, you can go to the logical disk, you can go to the volume. You can go to the physical layer into the host OS. You can go to the logical unit. You can go down. You can go to the logical unit one, then to the pool, then to Ray, and to the provider. So system center will tell you where the problem is, because you have connectivity from the system center to the storage, just because the SMS provider or the custom provider for the load balance. And the classification, I told you already about this. You can create the name gold, silver, whatever the name you guys create. Storage provision, you can create a new logical LAN, you can clone, you can do snapshots. Remember, again, this is system center asking the storage to do this. System center is not doing anything. It's asking the storage is running the clone, the storage is running, the storage is doing everything. Okay? If you see here, I put NetApp here is doing the FlexCon. So it's not the storage that's doing. It's not system center. Again, provision, I can have my storage disk here, my storage pools, my host groups. I just allocate that to a dedicated storage or just shared storage. Can assign storage to a cluster. Can do everything. I can actually, so easy today, deploy. For me to deploy Hyper-V in a cluster today, it's easy. It's easy to create a Hyper-V cluster today. No, it's not. And I have a lot of people saying, how crazy, I need to do this. Actually, with System Center 2012, you just ask System Center to deploy the two physical hosts, install Hyper-V, and then install the cluster. I don't know how they did this. It just create for me. Understand? So you don't need to know even how they create the cluster.
So.
And what, sorry?
If you have any errors while you're creating the cluster, you can have many errors.
Example?
The disk. Let's say that the disk is not up to the standard. So.
The disk is not up to the standard. Remember that you you have the storage disks already available, right?
Yeah, this is for the Hyper-V host cluster.
Yeah. We are now going to deploy Hyper-V server using bare metal.
Okay.
Before doing that, you create already the template. So you're going to tell to deploy on that physical machine, you're going to use these disks from that pool. Understand? And if you find errors, remember I told you you have now connectivity from, you can troubleshoot from here to here. So it will be easy. There is no cluster validation. You have, okay? But it's in the background. So if there is any error, it will show. Yeah. Guys, thanks for coming. Please fill the evaluation. It's really important. Again, rapid provision. This is what we are talking about. We are running out of time, I know. We have the hosts. I create the OS profile. I need now to create the OS profile. Every time I create a template, I need to tell which OS is going to run on that machine. Okay? I need to create one for each machine. Then I have the hardware profile, the VHG. Can you see that put here? VHG sync copy capable? Sorry. Capable, if you create a VM and you say this, if you need another VM, System Center will create the LAN for you. Okay? Remember, same size as your template. cluster creation, I talked about this already. So we'll deploy for you. Storage automation, already talked about that. Did already. And just my tips, if you want to download the CityNet Scalar, here is the link. Please take note. If you did not, go to my blog, virtualizationandmanagement.wordpress.com, or just being my name, you'll find my blog. You can download. It's free. You can play with that. It's run smoothly. The only thing is 4 gig of RAM and 2 processor. Don't try to play. Don't try to put 2. I do not have time. I would like to have that time to show you guys. I try 3. The minimum I got 3870. Don't try less than this. It just doesn't work. And I have a lot of issues with 3870. But on my notebook, I had to play with a little less than 4 gig. But it's just for demo. If you want to really try the software, the load balance, this VPX, you need 4 and 2 processors, 2 virtual processors. Okay, it's good. If you want to learn, try how this works, it's important. So I put here only the Citrix one, but on my blog, that is the F5 is there. So I did this already. Thank you. Please fill the evaluation. I hope you guys enjoy the session. There is a lot of resources on TechNet. I also on my blog. Try to watch the sessions. Always, if you are interested in System Center, there were 3-4 sessions about System Center. One talking about Bare Metal, which is exactly Hyper-V server, a machine without nothing. I just bought that machine. I want to deploy. I don't know how to install Hyper-V. You don't need. Please host deploy, machine installed, OS installed, Hyper-V installed, role installed, everything, and also already attached to the System Center. You need that, yes. Not today. Oh. Yes. So it's easy. This product is now more complex than the 2008 version because there are lots of more things than the old version. But it's pretty much amazing because now it's not a VMM anymore. Right? It's a data center. You can, if you think that now you not only manage VMs, you also manage your entire environment. You can deploy a physical machine. You can update, because before you couldn't. You can update the hosts, the VMs. You can deploy a service. How could the developer can just ask for a service? They don't even need to ask for a VM. That's for a service, and then I deploy the web, the SQL, the app, or how many? Of course, I need to put they can ask for 10 machines, and I'm going to give 10 machines. No, you're going to create this for him. So you have, let's say, 2 processors, whatever. So they have this pool of resources that can he can create the VMs that he needs. It's amazing. Yeah, you are going to, yes, you need to assign which LANs. Remember, it's logical, not LAN anymore. It's, they changed this to logical names because they thought, okay, the developer or the end user doesn't know what LAN or DMZ. I'm not saying anything about developer. I was a developer, okay? He hates developer. I was a developer.